say you're gonna make a peach, you put a layer of peaches and then you put a layer of that dough that you had made up and rolled out real thin. And then you'd put you some sugar and you'd make you another layer, put you another layer of fruit and sugar, and then make another layer of dough over that, you know, and bake it. And I always put around the edge of my pan, you had to use a deep pan. And I'd put a row of dough all the way around that pan. Now, everybody didn't do that, but I did. My children always liked the crust. That would always, the top edge of it especially, get good and brown, and they love that. But now, vinegar pie, you made it just like that, except you didn't put your fruit in there. You put vinegar and sugar and water.
I like pie.
It's good. I'd rather have it than have a peach or a pear pie any time.
Yeah.
It's real good. But there was one of my cousins that had a heart attack, been 3 or 4 years ago when I went to see him. And he told me, he said, Cindy, he said, there's one thing I want you to make me. And he said, that's a vinegar pie. He said, I haven't had one, I don't think, since I stayed with you. He used to stay with us and work. You know, I told you about my husband would get somebody to work on the farm because he got out of school. In other words, they would break the ground and had it already when he got out of school, and then he'd help them finish it up. And he lived in the house with us, and he loved vinegar pies. But I haven't made one in a long time now.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, after my children all got off, my husband passed away, I don't cook like I used to. Another thing, I'm not able to cook like I did. I've been having trouble with my heart now for over a year. And can't exert myself too much. I have to take it easy.
Now, what a woman who's lost her husband is a woman.
Widow.
What about if her, in the old days, say if her husband had just left her, they'd say she was a...
Well, if they were divorced, they'd call her a divorcee. But most of them would still call her a widow. Right? Way back then, they don't know, but they would back then.
Grass widow.
Yeah, that's right. They call her a grass widow if her husband was living, but they wasn't living together. Now they just say they're separated.
Did you have a name for your grandfather, your grandmother?
Yeah. You might think this is funny, but now I call my grandmother Granny.
Uh-huh.
And I call my granddaddy Grandpap.
Yeah.
That sounds funny now, but that's what we call him, was Grandpap.
Yeah, you told me that your grandmother lived to be 99, I remember.
That was my husband's grandmother. Both his grandmothers lived to be 99.
Hmm.
And both of his granddads was killed in the Civil War.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that now. They came here from Alabama, you said.
Well, I think they were living in Alabama whenever he got killed, but his widow come back. Over here, they was, because they had a home in Alabama, and she came back over here. I think her people, maybe she was originally from here. And his mother's people were all lived in Mississippi, but they all moved to Texas.